Hey there, friends. Lindsay here, and I just wanted to say, on behalf of Kelly and I, for permission to explore, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for supporting us and allowing us to support you. This week is week three of our habit series, part three here, the final part. And it's also Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. As a thank you, we want to offer you 30% off our digital download of our Hijack Your Brain to Create the Habits You Want workshop. In this workshop, you'll learn how to, well, hijack your brain. You're going to discover some ways that your brain works that you may be working against. So when you try to start a new habit, when you try to program a new habit, you may be working against your brain, therefore working against yourself, which just makes everything harder. So in this workshop, I am going to walk you through some shortcuts, some ways that you can use your brain's natural abilities. And then guess what? You also get some Pilates from Kelly, because we know that using your body and connecting with your body is going to help you get out of your head and therefore ground yourself, solidify those new things you're learning. You'll allow your brain to take it in. You'll allow your mind to take it in. So head on over to permissiontoexploreretreats.com. Click on that tab for shop. And you'll see the virtual Hijack Your Brain workshop. When you purchase, type in coupon code THANKFUL2021, all caps, THANKFUL2021, and you'll receive 30% off your digital download of that workshop. Our thank you to you. We are so grateful that you're here. For those of you who have attended a Permission to Explore retreat, you'll have the opportunity to join us for an extended exploration again coming up in February. And for those of you who haven't attended a retreat yet, don't worry, we got something coming for you in March as well. So thank you to all the listeners here. Thank you for joining us. We truly love you. We truly appreciate your support. And we hope that we are able to help you not just learn, not just gather information, but also take action and see those changes in your life, experience those changes in your life. If we can help you, please let us know. And now, part three. Hi there, I'm Lindsay Schwann.
I'm Kelly Franks.
And this is Permission to Explore, the podcast.
We're combining our three decades in the fitness industry, decade in the wellness and coaching industry, and our lifetimes of spiritual and self-development journey to support you in making yourself a priority in your own life.
This podcast is a combination of health science, brain science, mindset magic, and fun, all rolled into one, and gives you permission to explore you. What drives you? What do you truly want for your life? How can you make that happen? What's really holding you back?
If you're tired of the people-pleasing, overdoing, overcommitting, and the exhaustion that comes from it all.
If you're wanting more time for yourself, more joy, more peace in your life, then stick with us. We're here for you. This is Permission to Explore, the podcast. And we're glad you're here. Now let's explore.
This is Permission to Explore podcast. I'm Kelly.
I'm Lindsay.
And we are here to wrap up our three-part series on creating habits. This is episode 17.
Yeah, it is.
Today, we are offering you helpful hints on creating your habits from our previous discussions last week and the week before.
Make sure you go back and listen to those if you haven't already, because this episode may be confusing for you.
The first part was the beliefs around habits, those myths and stories.
that we know about habits or creating habits. And then part two was, what does it actually take to create a habit? Ooh. And then we're here with part three on our helpful hips. Hips. Why do I keep saying that?
We've got some helpful hips here for you.
Hints and tips. I keep wanting to say.
Do you mean like your hips or, you know, your sacral chakra, your power chakra, and that's where it all comes from?
I keep wanting to say hints and tips, and I keep combining it as hips.
She likes to abbreviate it and make it easier.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's what we're doing.
We're bringing you helpful hips.
We got ideas.
We've got thoughts and ideas. That's better. To help you.
Bingo.
Create habits.
You nailed it.
Got it.
The first thing we're going to talk about is wording. How important our words are.
How important our words are that we say to ourselves.
And to others.
And clearly, tips is important to me.
So the number one thing when you're creating a new habit, my first tip is to really look at the words you're using around this habit that you're creating. So around your goal, if you will. So we had talked about the why you're doing it and making sure that you're phrasing that in a positive payoff sort of way. But the same goes for actually creating the goal and your wording around the goal. For example, I want to quit eating sugar. Okay.
Sugar.
That
sugar.
Sugar. By the way, did anybody else's brain just go sugar? Right?
Immediately.
That's why. That is exactly why you want to be aware of the way you word things, okay? Because your brain is always listening. It's always listening to what you are saying.
Always.
So when I say that phrase, stop eating sugar, my attention is on sugar. That's not helpful. So what is the purpose? What do you hope to gain by not eating sugar? I would feel better and I would eat healthier. Okay, let's go with eat healthier. What would it look like to eat healthier? I would have more fruits and veggies. Perfect. That's your goal. Yeah. Your goal is put your attention on the positive outcome. Okay, so more fruits and veggies. Let's get even more specific. What does that mean? That means 3 fruits and 4 servings of vegetables every day. Great. That's your goal. Mm-hmm. 3 servings of fruits, 4 servings of vegetables every day. So in the second tip that I want to give, which I kind of left you with last week, is what are the thoughts and feelings that go with having the end result? What are you hoping to gain by this action? What are you hoping that this goal will give you that you don't already have? And the idea behind this is to start working from point B. Too often we say, I'm here at point A and I got to get to point B. And we start creating from point A, which is only going to give us more of what we already have, okay? Because of the thoughts, because of that thought process. So start being and embracing those thoughts and feelings of the person who already has what you say you want to achieve. Be point B. Mm-hmm. So a person who eats 3 servings of fruits and 4 servings of vegetables every day probably isn't telling themselves, oh, I'm so disgusting. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
They're already telling themselves, I eat very healthy.
Right.
It's not a question. It's not a desire. It's something they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's the be that outcome now. It's not something you're chasing. It's not something you're trying to get to. It's something you do.
Right.
There's no question. It's already, like, treat it as if you already have that habit. And all the emotions behind it will help solidify, again, what fires together wires together. Right? So it's already solidifying that. You are literally programming your brain for that outcome.
Yes.
Yes. Kel, what do you got? Your tip.
Oh, well, my favorite thing to say and tell people is give yourself space and grace. Space and grace.
Brilliant.
So, and by that, I mean, hopefully you know what I mean when I say that. But what I mean is you can't beat yourself up every time you don't do the thing that you're working towards or that the habit you're trying to create. You can't beat yourself up every time it doesn't happen. Instead, you need to celebrate mm-hmm. when it does happen.
Mm-hmm. And if I jump in there really quick, it's that same example. Do you think the person who eats 3 servings of fruit and 4 servings of vegetable every day tells themselves they're a horrible person if they don't get that done that day?
No.
They don't.
No.
Because, you know, that's not where their attention is.
No.
So be intentional, but again, let go of that perfectionism. And that we talked about it in episode 15, that perfectionism can hurt you. It's, you know, at some point you really got to recognize what are these perfectionist tendencies and then also accept that, guess what? You're human. It ain't going to be perfect.
No.
Like, no. It's not.
There's going to be bumps along the way, especially if it is something that is new to you or if it's something you're revisiting that maybe mm-hmm. it was something you did before. So there's going to be bumps along the way. That's okay. You're mm-hmm. human. We're all human and life is life. Mm-hmm. So there will be days where maybe the thing doesn't happen or the healthy eating doesn't happen, but you can't beat yourself up or stay in that place because that's not going to help you.
You're literally creating from the past at that point.
Right.
I want to say with this too, because this again comes back to the last episode, absolutely space and grace. Absolutely let go of the perfectionism. Absolutely get real honest with yourself, whether you genuinely forgot or you're making it a habit to forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And this self-awareness, oh man, self-deception is real.
Right.
So are you really truly committed to the goal or are you half-assing it and letting yourself off the hook?
Right.
That's a huge one. That's why I said, what does it take to create a habit? Awareness.
Yeah.
Right?
That's one of those things where words matter.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you speak to yourself matters. So if you genuinely forgot, so like the day got away from you, you genuinely forgot, but at the moment that you realize you forgot, you have to be like, okay. You set yourself up for success the next day, the next moment, whatever. But if you say to yourself, well, I guess this isn't going to work for me.
Right. Yeah.
So, because I can't seem to do it this one time.
Right.
So that, you know.
I'm certain.
That matters.
I am certain, Kelly, that the first time Brody took his first step and then he fell, you were like, guess walking's not for you. Not meant to walk, right? Like, this child, I bet, too bad. No, of course not. And I understand that it's going to be like kind of dependent on what your goal is, but
whatever the thing is.
But there's also with, you genuinely forget to do it, right? Like if we go out to eat, and I've been like, oh, I didn't get all my vegetables in today. And we're at I got tacos on my brain because we're recording this on a Tuesday. So
and we're going to have tacos after.
But, you know, we're going to have tacos. Like how likely is it that I'm going to get all my vegetables in, right? Okay, maybe I'm not going to get all my servings in, but what can I do about this? Number one is really important lesson here. Perhaps I should eat more vegetables earlier in the day when I find this out, right? That's one thing. Then, as Kelly said, let it go.
Right.
it is what it is. And tomorrow I'm going to eat 3 more meals and 2 more snacks and whatever. But there are also habits that we may create. And Kelly's going to talk about this next with this. But if I'm creating a habit that is not, you know, dependent on a certain time of day, for example, mine was meditation. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I genuinely went through my day and it gets to the end of the day and I get in bed and I go, crap, forgot to do my meditation, I get my ass out of bed and I go do the meditation. Mm-hmm. That is commitment to the thing you say you want to do. And that rewires that brain and says, no, brain, we're doing it. No, this is important. Right. So again, depending on what that goal is, right? You want to work out 3 times a week and it gets to 10 o'clock and you haven't done your workout and now we're at the end of the week. Get your butt out and do your workout, whether it's walking through your house, you know, finish your 10,000 steps, go, you know, because that is how you program that habit. It's the repetition and the showing up all the time, showing up consistently to reprogram to the brain. No, this is what we do. This is mm-hmm. who we are.
Yes.
Now, Kelly's going to take us into one of the most powerful things you can do with a habit.
Start small.
Small.
Start small. So whatever your, and we talked about this in the last episode, whatever the habit is that you want to create, let's just say, let's just go with a meditation practice. Okay. If you, because meditation, I do short ones. I do 10 or 15 minutes, which to some people that might be long.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay starting meditation would have freaked out over 15 minutes.
Yeah. So start with 5. Shit, start with 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You just have to start somewhere, but you can't start where you want to end. So you have to create the repetition.
You can, but if you've got that whole like, it's hard. You're not helping yourself. Yeah,
you're not helping yourself. You're not helping
yourself. I know what you meant, yeah, but. Yeah.
So like if ultimately you really want to sit and meditate 30 minutes a day, guaranteed you cannot start with 30 minutes a day because what will happen is you will not meditate. Because your brain will be going, I should be doing this. I should be doing this.
This isn't what we do.
This isn't what we do. We need to be doing all these other things. And then you will stop it at 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So instead, set yourself up for success, space and grace, mm-hmm. and start smaller. Mm-hmm. Start with a smaller beginning meditation and then work your way up to, because you would be surprised how quickly you will get to that 30-minute meditation when you start with 3 minutes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to piggyback off of this. Piggyback. Remember what we talked about last episode is how you do one thing is how you do everything?
Yes.
So I literally have personal experience with this exact example, mm-hmm. right? So I used to say 10 minutes, knowing full well that that 10 minutes is going to be complete torture. Mm-hmm. Okay. Guess how long I showed up to do my 10 minutes of meditation? Like a week, right? Because I was already like, I hate this. I hate this, right? I don't like doing this. This is really hard. Nobody said it had to be 10 minutes. That was my expectations. Yes. Now, again, you pair that with the pattern of enoughness, doing it good enough, doing it right, how it should look. There's nobody saying it has to be 10 minutes except for me.
Right.
That is me judging me for what I'm not doing, quote unquote, enough of. And no one else knows about this but me. That is me doing that. Back it off.
Right.
And here's the funny thing.
And like, meditation should not be stressful.
Exactly. Meditation is not about stress. No, and second of all,
it's the opposite.
Not only that, meditation is not about time.
No.
It's about presence. Yeah. Ideally, that state you feel in meditation, that calm and peace and joy, you bring it with you to everything.
Throughout the day.
Your entire day. It's not about the time you sit your butt on the cushion or the bed or the chair or whatever, right? But I also and there is some science behind, you know, if you're a general thinker or you're a detailed thinker, right? I'm a general thinker. I can big picture like nobody else. Okay. Breaking down the details is a big challenge for me. And I literally have to write it down, as Kelly has experienced. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, wait, you know, I got to reverse engineer this. Mm-hmm. So sometimes finding that micro habit is a challenge if you are a general thinker, if you are a big picture thinker.
Yeah.
So there's that, number one. But number two, if you are a perfectionist, if you are a overdoer, if you are a overthinker, if you are a plate spinner, you got to do all the things.
Plate spinner.
Breaking down to a micro habit may make you cry. And that was me. It was by far more work for me to simply sit my butt down for 4 minutes and allow it to be 4 minutes because of all of my it's not enoughness. Mm-hmm. It was far more work for me to narrow it down and let it grow than starting big.
Yeah.
So just know that, one, the way your brain works, you know, that may be the challenging part. My tip to do that, it would be to reverse engineer it. Okay. So if you are going to, your goal is to meditate 30 minutes every day. Well, what's the one, like, okay, well, what needs to happen in order for you to do that?
Right.
Okay. I've got to sit down. Okay. I've got to have a meditation or a hypnosis. Maybe you don't, maybe your meditation is just silence, whatever. But if you want to do a hypnosis, I got to have that hypnosis track and I got to this, and we've done this before with Kelly. What it comes down to for Kelly is it's got to be scheduled.
Yes.
Right. So maybe your micro habit is blocking that time out in your schedule, period.
Yes.
It may not be to do the hypnosis. It's just getting in the habit of blocking the time out.
Yes.
For the habit you want to create.
Right. Right.
Anything you want to add in there?
Well, starting small is important. Micro habits. Little habits. So there is a book that I started to listen to called Your Time to Thrive, The Power of Habits. Is that what it's called?
Power of Habits is a second
That's
one.
That's a different book.
Yeah. Your Time to Thrive.
Ariana Huffington. It is about, it's in burnout, increase well-being, and unlock your full potential with the new science of micro steps. So she calls it micro steps, but it's really micro habits, mm-hmm. And how to create these micro habits to help you get into your bigger habits or whatever you want to get to. So it's a good book. I've been listening to it. I have it audio. So I would recommend, you know, if you're someone who likes to research or, you know, wants some kind of information, mm-hmm. or you just like to listen to books. Mm-hmm. I prefer to listen to books. I'm not a big reader. This one is on audiobook. Obviously, mm-hmm. you can buy the book too, but
another great one that you referenced was The Power of Habit.
Yeah.
If you're someone who likes to know the science without like the scientific jargon, that's a good book. Yeah. and to also with The Power of Habit, a big part of, say, creating a new habit with your micro habit is habit stacking. Okay, so we've already created awareness around some of the habits that we have. And like I said, habits aren't something that are dependent on your environment for it to truly be a habit. It's something you do. So for example, we all have a morning routine habit. Okay, you wake up, the first thing you do, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, put my eye drops in, put my contacts in, make my coffee. That's my morning mm-hmm. routine, right? Mm-hmm. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Can I do it in a different order? Sure. Do I? No, because I don't think about it, right? It's not something I think about. The only time I think about it is if I wake up and Eddie's in the bathroom and yeah. I'm like, well, crap. Okay, I'll go make coffee then. Like I still do the things, right? So I want you to think of habits for this example in that way. It's something that you do without any thought. When's a great time to add in your new micro habit that will help you not forget to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Stack it with a habit you already do.
Yes.
Perhaps your 3 minutes of meditation come after you brush your teeth before you start your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe it comes, this is a great one that I've used, is I know I'm going to get my coffee. And because I'm a visual person, again, back to episode 15, knowing what works well for you, there's a post-it note on my coffee mug.
Huh.
Because I'm going to go get that coffee. And in order to get that coffee, I'm going to open my cabinet and grab my coffee mug.
Right.
And there's a post-it note on there that says, Lindsay, do your meditation.
Right.
Right. Okay. That's your reminder. And now you stop and go do your meditation.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you program that brain. So there are little tricks that you can do to, if you notice you're in the habit of forgetting, right? There are little tricks in there, and habit stacking is one of the best ones you can do. Something that you already do, stack it onto that.
Yeah.
Last but not least, the last thing I want to end with here is a helpful hint is you have to let go. And that often is a habit of not being in the habit of letting go,
yeah.
right? It's really the habit of control. But here's the thing. I'm sure you've seen these, you know, memes or great quotes, right? But a boat is made to be in the ocean, not in the dock,
mm-hmm.
right? So in order to get in the ocean, you have to leave the shore.
Right.
In order to get the outcomes of you want what you want, you have to give up the things you're already doing. The things you're already comfortable with. And for me personally, this has been quite a challenge because I have no control over what I give up or the outcomes of letting go. If I want to make these changes in my life, I'm really clear on what I want. I'm really clear on how I'm going to get there. And you know what? Other people are not going to be as happy about it
mm-hmm.
because of their stuff. And sometimes that means letting go.
Right.
And it can be a challenge for me to go, no, I'm willing to let go of these things, but not this and not this and not this. You got to be willing to let it go.
Yeah.
And that is most of the time, one of the biggest things that hold us back from making these choices. So for example, I'm going to say it because I can smell it. Dinner's downstairs.
Yeah.
And how many of us are like, I want to start eating healthier, but except on Super Bowl Sunday and Thanksgiving and girls' night and right? Like, well, you could skip all of those, or you could set boundaries around those, or like there's plenty of other options, but what we oftentimes we're just not willing to let go of the way things were.
Yeah.
In order to have the things we want to have, you have to let it go.
Yep.
So that comes back to you, back to what's more important to you, to stay where you're at or to go where you want to go, because you cannot have both.
Right.
So that's our series on habits.
Woo!
A lot in there. Habits are everything. Yep. Everything is habit.
Yep.
I know that the last episode I told you to subscribe and comment and share like 8 times.
So now I'm going to say it.
Now it's Kelly's turn.
Subscribe. Leave us a comment. Share this with your friends or people you think might find it valuable. And make sure you listen to all three episodes of this series, 15, 16, and 17, so that it makes sense.
We want you to really get the most out of it.
It'll make sense if you listen to all three. But we will be back next week with episode 18. We're talking about the retreat wrap.
Oh.
We're going to talk about our retreat that we just wrapped.
There we go.
In September. So stay tuned to hear all the juiciness of that.
I know you guys listening now are like, in September, just wrapped, but we've got episodes in the can. So it makes sense, I promise, as we're recording. Yeah.
It's currently September and we just had a retreat in September.
So we want to tell you about it. Tell you what happened. Tell you what went down. So we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you have questions, we're here to help. Send us an email. Is there something you'd like to dive into deeper or learn more about? Send us an email. You can reach us at permissiontoexploreretreats.com. If you want content like this daily, join us on Instagram and Facebook at Permission to Explore Retreats, as well as our personal handles, Kelly Pilates, that's K-E-L-L-I-E Pilates, and Coach Lindsay Swan is Coach_Lindsay_Swan. If you type in Coach_Lindsay with an E_S, it'll come up.
I know it's a lot. I'm sorry. Lastly, a request. If you would please leave a review or a positive, empowering, helpful comment.
And share with those who you think will find value. If you find value, others will too.
We're on a mission to help women just like you step into their personal power and experience more joy in life. Just imagine the impact we can have together simply by sharing.
We truly appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.